Hello and welcome to Introduction to Meteorology at the University of Hawaii at Manoa with Dr. Jennifer Griswold. Thanks for joining us. In today's lecture, we're going to talk about rainbows, halos, sun dogs, and sun pillars. In preparation for today's lecture, you should have read through the second half of chapter 15 from the Aaron's text. Last lecture, we talked about the nature of light, reflection, refraction, and diffraction. Mirages, both superior and inferior, the Fata Morgana, glories, and corona. Today we're going to talk about single and double rainbows, sun dogs, and pillars, and why we see them in the atmosphere. Let's start by refreshing your memory about the nature of light and how it interacts with reflective and transparent mediums. Remember, the law of reflection states that light rays always bounce off the reflecting surface at the same angle at which they meet that surface. On a smooth surface, you can easily see that the angles are the same, while on a rough surface, light will strike and reflect at different angles. This effect is scattering. Cloud drops scatter white light into its component parts, though since drops are all different sizes, the cloud that we look at seems white to our eyes. Rainbows occur when white light is split apart into its component colors. The clarity and depth of the color varies. The outermost band is always red, and the innermost band is always violet. We can usually see six distinct colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. They are usually seen when the observer has the sun on one side and a rain shower on the opposite side. Thus, the sun is at your back while you're facing the rain. Fine mist from waterfalls and sprinklers can generate mini rainbows. Double rainbows are quite common here in Hawaii, though they are dimmer than the primary rainbow. They are visible above the primary bow and make it larger by 8 degrees, and appear to be narrower than the main rainbow. The most important thing to realize is that the colors are reversed, so that the innermost band is red and the outermost band is violet. In order for a single rainbow to form, we need three things: sunlight, water droplets, and an observer in between the rain and the sun. Refraction is what causes the splitting of the white light into its component colors. As light travels through water, it is bent. Different colors travel at different speeds in the water. Each color is then bent at a different angle. Violet is refracted and bent the most, while red is refracted and bent the least. We can clearly see this effect using a prism. The splitting caused by the refraction is called dispersion. For a rainbow, the raindrops act as a prism. The angle between the sunlight and the dispersed color is always 42 degrees for red and 40 for violet. The curved shape of the rainbow results from the fact that light rays travel at 42 degrees from a path from the sun. An observer will only see one color from each raindrop, so in essence, each observer sees their own rainbow. You may ask, when don't we see rainbows, or why can't we see rainbows all the time? We can't see rainbows if the sun is higher than 42 degrees above the horizon if you're an earthbound observer. This means that if you're living in the middle latitudes during the midday, you can't see them since the sun is too high in the sky. This is also why we see rainbows in the morning and in the late afternoon, because the sun height is ideal. How do we get a secondary rainbow? A secondary rainbow forms in exactly the same way as the first, except that the dispersed light is refracted twice. This reverses the colors. It also results in an angle of 50 degrees for the color red, which is 8 degrees higher than the primary rainbow's red. This extra refraction also makes the secondary bow dimmer. Now that we've talked about rainbows, let's talk about other circular-like optical phenomenon, halos. Halos are narrow, whitish rings around the sun or moon. Look for halos on days when the sky is covered with a thin layer of cirrus clouds. There are two general types, the 22-degree halo and the 46-degree halo. The 22-degree halo is the most common type, and subtends an angle of 22 degrees from the observer. The 46-degree halo is less frequently seen and is larger than the 22-degree halo. These halos form in a fashion similar to rainbows. They're formed by the dispersion of light through ice crystals instead of water droplets. There are different types of ice crystals, including plate, column, capped column, and bullet. As the light passes through and is reflected by ice, the 22 or 46 degree halos are produced. For a 22 degree halo, hexagonal ice crystals can be viewed as part of an equilateral 60 degree prism. Ice crystals at all orientations in the sky give a full circle of light around the sun. Due to the typical size of the crystals, the refraction angle is 22 degrees. The difference between 22 and 46 degree halo is determined by how light rays pass through the ice crystals. The path light takes differs, such that for the 22 degree halo, light strikes one side of the large flat side of the crystal and passes through the other side. For the 46 degree halo, light strikes the side of a crystal and then passes out the top or bottom. This difference in entry affects the diffraction angle, creating the larger 46 degree halo. You may be asking why these halos are white and not rainbow colored, since they are produced by refraction as well. The main difference is that raindrops are almost always spherical, and ice crystals vary in shape and size. Thus, they are imperfect, and the colors overlap and wash each other out. Since the crystals can vary and have a variety of orientations, your eyes see all colors in an unorganized way, producing the whitish appearance. If you do see a color, it's usually reddish on the inside of the halo. Our final two phenomena are sun pillars and sun dogs. Sun dogs, or mock suns, are also known as parhelia and are two bright regions on either side of the sun and are usually associated with a 22-degree halo. The high-intensity spots of light at the horizontal points of the 22-degree halo compared to the rest of the halo are attributed to the orientation of the falling ice crystals. A portion of the ice crystals are flat hexagonal plates, and they tend to orient themselves with flat sides horizontal when falling through the air. Thus, the brightening of these spots is due to the orientation of the crystals. They can be seen anywhere in the world during any season, but they are not always obvious or bright. Sundogs are best seen and are most conspicuous when the sun is low. They always stay at the same elevation as the sun rises or sets. Finally, we have sun pillars, which are usually seen at sunrise or sunset. Sunlight is reflected from the lower sides of these falling plate crystals and capped columns. This results in a reddish color, as direct sunlight from sunrise and sunset is usually reddish in color. That finishes up our quick lectures on atmospheric optical phenomena. I hope you take away a better understanding of some of the most beautiful things we can witness in our atmosphere. Thanks for listening, and I hope you join us again for our next podcast. Goodbye!